So the meditation for today is really a simple one. We know that the most powerful antidote for any and all solutions on the universe, not on the planet, but on the universe, is love. And I actually am guilty of not doing it as much as I should. And I think everyone gets caught up in the bear trap of what we call busy being broke. And when I tell people that you're busy being broke, it's not always, as I say all the time, interpreted, should not be interpreted in regards to money. Like a lot of people say, oh, you calling me broke or I'm busy being broke. Broke is applicable to time. Broke is applicable to emotions. Broke is applicable to physicality. Broke is applicable to your mentality. Broke is applicable to just emotions. You can be broken in so many areas of your life, but I want to talk about love from a different perspective today. I experienced something that was very moving to me, of someone, that is probably the most important single person in my life. And of course, I have a handful that I can count them on one hand, but the one that's at the height of it all is my mother. And so as they get older, they lose their faculties of memory and just different things. Sometimes they can't move as fast, and sometimes they can't think as fast. And she was having a meltdown. And sometimes it's not a matter of coming up with a solution or fixing something or being in a hurry or just, you can't throw money at it. You can't sit up there and just, sometimes it's just your presence. Sometimes it's just letting another person know that someone cares. And it plays into the philosophy of my life, which is people don't care what you know unless they know that you care. In that lives just loving on people. And what it did in this meltdown that my mother was having for a specific reason is it sparked something within me, not just to show her how much I cared and how much I was here for her and how much, everything's okay. Sometimes people just need to know it's okay and somebody else cares. But it plays into a mental absence that I've had that has been actually following me almost in a ghost way. I call it the subconscious shelf, right? It's back there, but you don't pay attention to it. And it plays into all relationships with people. See, every conversation that you have with people is not necessarily designed for the way the relationship has been forged. Meaning, just because you have a business relationship does not mean that every conversation needs to be built around business. Every personal relationship you have does not have to be built around personal. Every intimate relationship you have does not mean that that relationship has to be forged in intimacy only. Not every spiritual relationship has to be built around whatever spirituality you follow. Sometimes just being there and sharing with another human being, the people that mean something to you. Why don't you take on this practice today? Reach out to three people and just let them know, I love you. Or just let them know, I was thinking about you. Or just let them know, I'm not so caught up in the rat race that you are not a part of taking up rent in my mind. You actually have taken up space and a capacity in my mind, and I apologize that I should have reached out to you sooner just to let you know I was thinking about you. These little things and the relationships that you have with people that are significant, and that is the operative word, significant individuals that impact your life, that have and do contribute to your life, make all the difference in keeping that relationship rich, pure, and authentic versus just calling people when you need them or calling people predicated on what it's designed for. That's the meditation for today. Let people know that you care, for you never know what a person is going through that because you did not reach out creates space and a disconnect. It's really important that you understand the potency of this conversation. It will make all the difference in what I call your freaky fun day Friday as you move into the weekend and the Forging Week. Many blessings and have an amazing weekend.